Okay, it's Welch Like Grape Juice, W-E-L-C-H, first name Dawn. In the spirit of town meeting here in New Hampshire, I was going to call the vote, but I guess this isn't the meeting for that, so I'll move on with my remarks. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm a resident of Bow. I'm a native of New Hampshire. I'm also very fortunate to serve as the president of Globe Manufacturing Company in Pittsfield, 20 minutes from here. Globe is a 127-year-old family business, been in New Hampshire since the early 1900s. And we employ about 300 folks here in New Hampshire. We also have smaller plants in Maine and Oklahoma. We're fortunate to have a wonderful, wonderful workforce in Pittsfield, but we're in a very competitive business. As I said, we're selling fire suits. So from small municipalities that we're very proud of, like in the North Country, to very large cities like Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Dallas, you name them. And it's a competitive business and costs are important to us. We're the largest employer in the Pittsfield area. As you probably know, Pittsfield is a region with a long and very proud history of manufacturing, but it's seen that manufacturing base crumble dramatically over the past few decades. We're the largest employer, as I mentioned, by far, and we provide great benefits and very good pay to our employees. We're an important cog in the local economy. As a manufacturer, we rely on power for almost everything that we do, electricity. When we start up the machines in the morning to cut the high-tech fabrics that go into the garments we make, they're powered by electricity. The sewing machines that join the panels are powered by electricity. Even our customer service people who are communicating with our customers are doing it on computer terminals and need electricity. So one of our basic needs is low-cost, reliable power. It's simple, right? I can't run my operation without those things. As we all know, electric costs in New Hampshire are among the highest in the country. As I compare my costs in New Hampshire to my plant in Oklahoma, my costs are about double what they are in Oklahoma. So we have other issues in New Hampshire. That, you know, it's not just about electric power, and I understand that. Labor costs are lower in other markets. Housing costs are lower. Medical costs are lower. But electricity is a big part of it, as the gentleman before me noted. So, and I hear this from other manufacturers, so I'm not necessarily a small business or manufacturing business, communicate with other manufacturing companies. They struggle with many of the same issues about, as I want to grow and make my my business better, do I do it in New Hampshire or do I look to other places in the country? The challenge is, you know, we can in this room think, people aren't gonna leave, we have options, and you know, I'm not threatening, but businesses have to make those choices. The bottom line is we've got to find ways to lower electricity costs. If we want to continue to see businesses grow and thrive in New Hampshire, which I think is important to our economy, then we need to address the energy crisis. I think the Northern Pass Project will bring reliable, lower cost energy to New Hampshire, which will begin to address our region's economic competitiveness. I don't believe Northern Pass is the end-all solution. I understand we need other energy development projects. I'm in supportive of all those, whether it's natural gas pipelines, solar energy development, wind farms, and I fully support energy conservation. I know businesses, many, myself included, are doing a lot of work in that area because it makes economic sense. But I believe in the future we're going to need the additional power that Northern Pass will generate. I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I don't want to see us let it slip by. One other point, as the scenic vistas, as a New Hampshire native, as I mentioned, I spent a lot of time in the North Country since I was a little boy, camping, hiking, snowmobiling in the winter, skiing. I enjoy the North Country and I enjoy our whole state. So I appreciate the concerns about scenic vistas, but I also have to balance those with the economics. I think the Northern Pass folks have done a good job addressing the key scenic vista areas. And I recognize that others have concerns about this, but most of the lines, as I can tell, are in existing right-of-ways under roadways, et cetera. So I think we just need to be able to move forward without increasing the costs that we're all going to pay.
Mr. Welch, can you bring it to a close?
Yes, in closing, as a long-term manufacturer and large employer in the state, I want to voice my support for the project. Manufacturing companies of the region need lower cost, reliable power. I think approval for the Northern Pass project is important. To move us toward this goal. Thank you very much.